Psalm 20 in the New King James, written to the chief musician, and this is a psalm of David. May Jehovah answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May Jehovah fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that Jehovah saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of Jehovah our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save Jehovah. May the king answer us when we call. Now we start here, three psalms, that are very messianic. When we read this first one, it doesn't particularly seem so, and it's often taught this is about David, how David has been put in charge of the nation. And as the king that's anointed by God, he will lead the people through the land. And this is seen by most people as a Jewish psalm rather than a Christian psalm. The problem is, Jesus said that the Psalms speak of him. And when we remember that the book of Psalms is the hymn book that God gave his church, even in the Old Testament, but especially in the New, the idea of David being put in charge and God's going to take care of David is more about David than it is about God. But this isn't about David. This is about Jesus. And we'll see a couple things here, and especially next couple weeks, we'll see how this really all comes together when we look at Psalm 23. It begins with the very simple prayer that many of us have. May Jehovah, or Yahweh, and we see here Lord, answer you in the day of trouble, and may the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Now, you've heard me possibly a few times talk about how I prefer to say the name of God, and this is one of the times where it's important. It says, may the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Now, how does the name defend you? Well, we see in a couple ways. First of all, it's the covenant name of God. So, and this isn't just what people all around call him. This is what the people who know him, whom he knows, calls him. Yahweh or Jehovah, I am. And that is protection. It's protection from our own sin. It's protection from the devil. If we look at this in a New Testament point of view, we see that we're told that to chastise demons and devils in the name of Jesus, which is the name of our God. And Jehovah saves is, in the name of Yahweh or Jehovah. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Now, it's nice to say this about the king, may God save the king. But if we remember and look to Jesus and how he presented these sacrifices, and you've heard Phil especially talk about more and more over and over, how it's not just the death of Christ that saves us. It's his positive obedience throughout his lifetime that matters. And when we see here the prayer that made the Father accept the sacrifice and the obedience of the Son that makes him that perfect lamb that could save us, that puts him in that position of obedience that makes him the acceptable high priest as well as the Lamb of God. Says, may he grant to you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. Well, if you look at David's life, that's not necessarily a good thing. If this was looking at David, David purposed to do a lot of evil things. David's heart's desires were not always pure. But when we look at this as a prayer to Jesus and think about his temptations from the devil and how he, was supposed to be holy and he wanted to obey God's law, here we see the strength given to him that he could do that, and that our salvation, which was his purpose in life, would be fulfilled as well. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose, we say to Jesus, and we will rejoice in your salvation. You see how this works? In the name of our God, which is Yahweh or Jehovah, we will set up our banners, and may Jehovah fulfill all your petitions. Now we think of Jesus in his high priestly prayer and how he prayed for his people. We think of the Lord's Prayer that he gave us, how he prayed that we would be given our daily bread. And we see this paragraph that the Father, may he grant him his desire, his purpose, We rejoice in his salvation, and may the Lord fulfill all your petitions. This is a very powerful thing, and it speaks to prayer and how valuable prayer is. Now, I know that Jehovah saves his anointed. Now, kids, parents, adults, you've probably all heard us say this, but remember, the word anointed is translated two different ways in the Bible. Well, it's, if you go back to the original language, in Hebrew, anointed is Messiah, or some approximation thereof. We pronounce it Messiah in modern English. And in the New Testament, the word that's translated as anointed is Christ, Christos. So you see, the kings are anointed, but they only pointed to Jesus. Their anointing was showing the one who was coming. It wasn't for themselves. We know that Jehovah saves his appointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with a saving strength of his right hand. Did the Father leave Jesus in the tomb? No. Since he was the righteous lamb and the rightful sacrifice, he was saved and brought back out. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of Jehovah our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Now, is this about David? No. David trusted in horses and chariots, didn't he? He numbered the people when he shouldn't have to see what his military power would be. But this applies to Jesus, because when he was taken, did he trust in the sword in the hand of Peter? Or did he tell him to put his sword up because his time has come? See, this points more to Jesus than it does to David again. And again, finally, save Jehovah. May the king answer us when we call. Now, this is a twist that really turns the whole thing on its head. Up until now, it's been the king calling upon God. But now, after God has fulfilled his purpose in the king, and the king has taken power, and the king has done his salvation, now the people are saying, save Jehovah, may the king answer us when we call. Now, when we're praying and calling for help from God, did David help us? Did David help them back in those days? Of course not. The king they were looking for was the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the high priest that was yet to come, Jesus. And that is whom this psalm is about. And we'll see that even more strong next week, and again the next week. 22 and 23 particularly are very strong on this. Now, we've read through and meditated on Psalm 20. We'll sing Psalm 20a.